I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which closes out the trilogy with a bang. In fact, it's miles ahead of Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania in every way possible. The emotional weight levels on Rocket Raccoon, voiced by Bradley Cooper, whose life is on the line and his dark past really sets things in motion, and his fellow Guardians must do whatever it takes to save him. Chris Pratt is back as Peter Quill, aka Star-Lord, along with Dave Bautista as Drax, Vin Diesel as Groot, Palm Clementeef as Mantis, Karen Gillan as Nebula, and Zoe Saldana as Gamora. Remember, after the original Gamora was murdered and the 2014 version comes into Peter's life, he tries and fails to convince her that she's the Gamora he knows and loves. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was once again directed by James Gunn, who knows a fresh ride when he sees it. It's funny, action-packed, and weird, but we expected that. But what we also admired is the pathos presented here and how Rocket was abused as a child and is now in life-threatening danger, and unlike Quantumania, this MCU entry likes to explore some strange worlds and the new characters it introduces to us, and has the kind of patience to allow these Guardians to find the truth within themselves. I had a really good time with this threequel, 3.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!